Our minds are controlled by God. April 14, the mind fixed on Christ. He that walketh uprightly walketh surely, but he that perverteth his ways shall be known. Proverbs 10:9. The very first step in the path to life is to keep the mind stayed on God, to have his fear continually before the eyes. A single departure from moral integrity blunts the conscience and opens the door to the next temptation. He that walketh uprightly walketh surely, but he that perverteth his ways shall be known. We are commanded to love God supremely and our neighbor as ourselves, but the daily experience of life shows that his law is disregarded. Uprightness in deal and moral integrity will secure the favor of God and make a man a blessing to himself and to society. But amid the varied temptations that assail one, whichever way he may turn, it is impossible to keep a clear conscience and the approval of heaven without divine aid and a principle to love honesty for the sake of the right. A character that is approved of God and man is to be preferred to wealth. The foundation should be laid broad and deep, resting on the rock Christ Jesus. There are too many who profess to work from the true foundation, whose loose dealing shows them to be building on sliding sand. But the great tempest will sweep away their foundation, and they will have no refuge. Do these persons see the future, or are their eyes too dim to see through the miasma-laden fogs of worldliness that honor and integrity are not rewarded in the coin of this world? Will God reward virtue with mere worldly success? He has their names graven on the palms of his hands as heirs to enduring honors, riches that are imperishable. To dwell upon the beauty, goodness, mercy, and love of Jesus and it is strengthening to the mental and moral powers. And while the mind is kept trained to do the works of Christ, to be obedient children, you will habitually inquire, "Is this the way of the Lord?"